Welcome to the Midday. I'm Norman Gilliland. That quiz question is just 25 minutes away. And between now and then, of course, we'll have some music. We'll have some conversation, too, because Rafi Basalian is here from UW Stevens Point. He's on the music faculty there and is a teacher and, of course, a pianist, but a teacher of the piano who has turned out some great students, including Michael Doerr, who was one of the Final Forte finalists who played so capably a couple of weeks ago on the Midday. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
How are things looking between here and Stevens Point? A little dry in places?
It's very dry, yes.
Well, I do have a confirmed report of some at least light rain in the Madison area today, so that was a boon for some. Well, you have a knack for turning out these great students, but you also, as we heard when Michael Doerr was here, have a CD that's out, and it's devoted to some pretty... I'm going to say hard-sounding pieces that include some Russian and some Armenian composers.
Yes, I tend to like works that are very symphonic and theatrical and big Russian-sounding, I guess you could say. Rachmaninoff being my idol and favorite composer. So.
But in particular, there are some Armenian composers that we would not be familiar with here. The most famous, who is not on this CD, but I guess he did write some piano music, the most famous Armenian composer would be Aram Khachaturian.
That's correct. Actually, the composers that I recorded are very important as well, especially Komitas. He was the father of Armenian classical music, folk collector, and just traveled the world and did a lot of advertising of Armenian music, I could say. So I think that's an important figure right there. And the other guy is Edvard Baghdasaryan, who is sometimes called the Armenian Rachmaninoff. And maybe rightly so, I think these Soviet-era composers were very largely influenced by Rachmaninoff and his works, obviously. So, yes.
So the name of this CD... Is it Dance Drama Decadence?
That's correct, yes.
That's a little different. For the first two are fairly traditional, but why Decadence?
Well, the works that are on there are also Ravel's La Valse, which is a very decadent piece, and it was called by another composer, George Benjamin, The Birth, Decay, and the Distraction of the Waltz. So
that is kind of what it's about, isn't it?
This is
a World War I look at the world of the Strausses.
Exactly. And it has some inklings of the Viennese Waltz, but it's very dark and...
kind of heavy-footed in some ways.
In some ways, yes. And it adds in this huge distraction. So I felt that's very decadent. And also the Mephisto Waltz that's on the CD
playlist
is also very decadent, especially for the time that it was written.
Yeah, it's about a wedding party that... gets off track when Mephistopheles shows up and starts playing the dance music.
Absolutely. It's the story by Elena. And yes, the devil grabs the violin from the lethargic musician that was sitting there and trying to entertain them. And the story begins right there.
And as I say, the party loses some of its innocence at that point when the music changes. It has a lot to say about music. And Liszt is a composer who would know about both the purer and the darker sides of being a musician.
Absolutely. Later on became a priest, and earlier on was a party man, and very popular guy. So
we might get to that later during this hour. Not to the party, but I mean to the Mephisto Waltz. But you mentioned Edvard Baghdasaryan and as being a composer, of course an Armenian composer, but represented on your CD with a couple of preludes, which is certainly a classical form. Do you think the Armenian qualities come through even in this standard classical form, the prelude?
I think so. The Armenian sacred music of ancient times come through, and the melismatic melodic turns and embellishments. Harmonic language is very Armenian. The pianism is very Rachmaninoff sounding, but... yes.
Well, here we are. This is going to be the prelude in D minor by Edvard Baghdasaryan. And the pianist, needless to say, is my guest today, Rafi Basalian. Well, it certainly is rhapsodic.
That is, yes, but very lyrical as well, I think.
The Prelude in D minor of Edward Bagdasarian. And these composers on your CD, Dance, Drama, and Decadence, they're all 20th century, aren't they?
Roughly, except for Franz Liszt.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. One major exception there. Yeah. Although, you know, in some ways, not to stretch it too far, but he certainly was a far-seeing composer.
Absolutely.
Or at least one piece that without tonality it was designated. So, yeah. Very influential long after his time, Liszt. But
he influenced Debussy and others, you know, with his later writing. So it's more impressionistic in nature. So.
Yeah, some of them are. Actually, yes. I mean, that's another sort of two parts of the personality of Liszt. You think of, course, the big romantic works, but he also wrote many things that are very introspective.
Very much so, especially when he went to the convent and became a priest. So then he started writing in a very restricted manner and style. So
I wonder why that was.
Paying for his sins when he was young, I guess.
Interesting concept. Yeah. I hadn't thought of that. Well, a composer actually who was solidly 20th century, but actually was born in 1873, so he was in his formative years at the very end of the 19th century. We've mentioned Sergei Rachmaninoff. And, you know, we think a lot of course, the symphonic works and the piano concertos and the preludes, but not quite so much, for whatever reason, of the long-form works of Rachmaninoff.
It's very interesting. Actually, he has two sonatas. This one on the CD is number 2, and this was on his repertoire when he was concertizing. He was playing that quite a lot. And at some point, he decided to revise it, and I have the revised version on the CD. The first version was longer and more wandering, and he said, you know, Chopin's Sonata number 2 is only 19 minutes, and it says it all.
Really? Is that what that
yes,
was
Yes, that's what he said, yeah.
Reason.
He just felt that it's too long, and it wanders a lot harmonically, and there are too many lines. He said, actually, there are too many lines going on at the same time. It's hard to follow, and many modulations.
It's interesting that length is often the most obvious difficulty of a work of a young or inexperienced composer. You hear good things in it, but it does go on too long.
Yeah, and it's interesting because he wasn't too young when he wrote this work. He was already mature, you know. It was written in 1913, so. And the language is more modern than you would hear in typical early Rachmaninoff. And again, this was one of his calling cards while he was performing, during the years when he was performing. And I think what's so satisfying about this piece, it's exalting pianism. It's a very pianistic piece, and it fights with the limitations of the modern piano.
Really?
And yeah, it's really a big symphonic work, and I think it's the celebration of this transcendental technique, you know. And for pianists, it's very, very satisfying to play, I have to say. We might be a little egoistic here, but it's a fun piece to play, absolutely.
Well, here's the first movement of it, and this suggests a symphonic approach right away because it's Allegro agitato. And this is then the first movement of the second piano sonata, sonata in B-flat minor of Rachmaninoff.
Thank you.
And that is just the first movement of what promises to be quite the workout for the pianist. But the pianist there, Rafi Basalian, says it's very satisfying playing that second Rachmaninoff piano sonata.
Indeed.
And it doesn't sound a lot like Rachmaninoff. To me, at times it sounded more like Debussy.
And even Strauss a little bit, I think. You know, the more modern chromatic language, I guess, the searching.
Very interesting what he was doing there. For another of those preludes by the Armenian composer Edward Bagdasarian, and this is the B minor. And how is it different from the D minor that we already heard?
Well, this is more virtuosic. It has lots of runs and dance-like, very intense middle section, big climax. You know, the other one was more lyrical. This is more virtuosic, I'd say, but very colorful and melodic. So.
Prelude in B minor by Edward Bagdasarian. And now we've mentioned this waltz and the decadence, Rafi, on your CD.
Yes.
Is this list setting up the piano and the pianist, for that matter, to be in their top form? I mean, it's a virtuoso piece, but
obviously,
why?
It's a very virtuosic work, yes. And originally, it was conceived as an orchestral work, and there is an orchestral version of this, too. So, and I like to at least aspire to produce orchestral effects and sounds. But for me, more important is the theatrical aspect of it, you know, depicting all the characters and the images. So, yeah, and you have to be in really great shape to play the piece, obviously.
Yes, all right.
It's challenging.
Here we go. Mephisto Waltz by Franz Liszt, played by Rafe Basalian. that's the way it ends, the Mephisto Waltz. Not all is well in the village, but it's certainly a good vehicle for virtuosity from Franz Liszt and our pianist and my guest today, Rafe Basalian. Another Armenian composer, Rafe, is Komitas Vardapet?
Komitas Vardapet, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Armenian classic.
Is he the father?
He is the father of classical music, yes. And this piece is, as it sounds spring, you might think everything is blossoming, blooming, nice and pretty, but it's very tragic, actually. So the story is quite dark. It's about an abandoned girl who is being rejected by her beloved one. And so that's the story. It's based on four notes and builds into a big drama. So
here it is.
Thank you.
Spring, a song about abandonment by the father of Armenian music, whose name is?
Komitas.
Komitas, okay. You did. And the first name, that's the first name, though.
Komitas actually is a nickname, so it's just, his real name is Sogomon Sogomonyan, so you don't want to try to pronounce that one.
I appreciate a good nickname. Oh, this has a name to it, Polka de VR, and it's dedicated to the composer's father.
Actually, it's based on father's tune that he played for the children, but it's dedicated to Leopold Gadowski, who is another famous pianist and composer.
Oh, yeah, quite a virtuoso.
Yeah, virtuoso. Yeah.
He managed to make a lot of piano pieces harder than they originally were.
Exactly.
So that he could play them.
Combining Chopin etudes.
That kind of thing. Yeah. Well, this is Sergei Rachmaninoff's Polka de VR. And there you have the Polka de VR by Sergei Rachmaninoff was played by my guest today. We've been hearing his CD, Rachmaninoff Sonata No. 2 on there, Ravel, La Valse, and Comitas. And oh, don't forget Bagdasarian. Did I leave anybody out? Franz Liszt.
Correct.
Dance, Drama, and Decadence is the name of the CD.
Indeed.
Must have had a lot of fun with that.
Yes, it was a lot of fun. Those are all my favorite composers and my favorite works that I've been working for a long time, and finally it came, you know, to reality, so I'm happy about it.
Well, thanks for stopping by, coming down from UW-Stevens Point today.
That's right. Thank you so much for having. It was
fun. Share some music with us today. Quite a busy edition of the Midday and a lot of fun. And you'll have to come back sometime, Rafi.
Thank you. I will.